This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Help is on the way. That's the promise from the new president, Joe Biden, as he serves notice the war on COVID-19 is under new command.
This is a wartime undertaking.
His actions are aimed at boosting vaccinations and testing, laying the groundwork for reopening schools and businesses, and mandating masks when Americans travel. At the same time, he's trying to manage expectations.
We're going to face setbacks.
Saying it will take months to turn around the mess, and the pandemic will get worse, with deaths perhaps hitting 500,000 next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Public health experts are blaming COVID-19 vaccine shortages around the nation in part on the Trump administration. They say it pushed states to expand vaccinations quickly to give shots to tens of millions of older Americans. So where are we now in the fight against the coronavirus? Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We are still in a very serious situation. I mean, to have over 400,000 deaths is something that, you know, is unfortunately historic in the very bad sense.
But he says there is a ray of hope.
When you look more recently at the 7-day average of cases, remember we were going between 300,000 and 400,000 and 200,000 and 300,000. Right now it looks like it might actually be plateauing in the sense of turning around.
Though Dr. Fauci says they have to keep an eye on that. President Biden will sign executive orders today to help millions of struggling Americans. The orders would increase food aid, protect job seekers on unemployment, and clear a path for federal workers and contractors to get a $15 hourly minimum wage. Hey, if you're waiting for the new James Bond thriller, No Time to Die, the producers say the film's release has been delayed again because of the pandemic. This is AP News. The Republicans are trying to delay former President Trump's impeachment trial until February. AP correspondent Mike Rossio reports.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump pushed back by a week or more. In a call with Republican senators Thursday, McConnell said giving Trump time to prepare would ensure due process. The timing of a trial is in the hands of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has not yet sent the House charges for incitement of insurrection to the Senate.
The whole world bore witness to the president's incitement, to the execution of his call to action, and the violence that was used.
Mike Rossio, Washington.
Mortgage rates are falling, and they're already at record low levels. A 30-year fixed is 2.7%. A year ago, it was 3.6. A 15-year fixed rate is 2.2. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.